Well, thank you very much for having me here this afternoon. It's a real pleasure to be with you. And I send greetings from Grace Community Bible Church, from our eldership. They all greet you and in the name of the Lord and love you. And they're pleased that I could come here and spend the afternoon with you.
今天下午我非常高兴也很荣幸能够来到你们当中来跟你们分享上帝的话语。在这里我要代表我的教会就是恩典笃信圣经恩典社区教会向你们请安。
Just to give you a little bit of background on myself, my name is John. I'm a carpenter by trade, actually. I did my trade, my apprenticeship as a carpenter, and the Lord called me to the ministry about 10 years ago.
这里我要向你介绍一点我的背景。我原本呢，我是一个木匠，但是在10年前呢，上帝就呼召了我出来当传道人。
I still do have a little business on the side that helps me make ends meet. I have 4 children. My eldest is getting married here in this room in 4 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time.
我还是在从事自己的事业，我有4个孩子。那我的长子呢，在几个星期要在这里。
I have that's Rachel. She's 22. Michael is 19. Timothy's 14, and I have a little Gracie that's 9 years old.
纠正一下，我的长女在这里，她是 Rachel. Could you repeat that again?
Rachel's 22.
长女 22岁。
And Michael's 19.
麦克是 19岁。
Timothy's 14 and Grace is 9.
提摩太是 14岁, 还有 Grace 9岁。
And little Gracie, she's our family American. She was born in the US when I was at seminary.
我的小女儿呢，是当我到美国加州去神学院深造的时候，她就在那里出生。
Well, again, thanks for having me. Have your Bibles open to Psalm 73, if you will, because I want to walk through Psalm 73 and think about our perspective on life.
谢谢你，你们邀请我今天来到你们堂会，跟你们分享上帝的话语。如果你们圣经的话，请现在就打开诗篇第73篇，因为我要跟你一起来从这里来思想生命的问题。
Now, the world that we live in is focused on retirement. Everywhere you go, you're encouraged to look towards that time when you get to retire.
我们所处在的这个世界呢，我们都是朝着这个退休这个方向来前进。我们所做的一切呢，都是为着我们以后退休来做打算。
So does anybody think, I just cannot wait till the time when I can retire and live in some senior utopia where everything is comfortable and everything is nice.
因此很多的人呢，都等不及呢，希望现在呢就能够达到那个退休的年龄，从此呢就过着非常安逸、一劳永逸的生活。
And the world tells you, you need to buy this superannuation and you need to buy this insurance and you need to have everything ready, buy the extra property so that you can enjoy life to the fullest when you're old.
世界呢所给我们的教导呢，就是我们必须要投资这个，投资那个，我们必须要有养老金等等，好让我们将来生活有所着落。
But what they forget to tell you is that when that time comes around, your joints are broken, your body's weighed down, your kids have sucked you dry of all your savings.
但是世界没有告诉我们的，就是当你达到那个退休的年龄的时候呢，你开始发觉呢，你已经年纪老迈了，身体衰弱了，衰残了，你的孩子会用尽呢你一生的积蓄。And
your mind takes these huge holidays wandering off into memory land and that wonderful confused world of Alzheimer's.
那你会发现到自己处在的呢，并不是想象中那样，而是一个非常思想困扰的世界。
We have this, in our society, this aversion to trials. We don't like trials and we don't like difficulties.
在我们生命中呢，我们现在所处的社会中呢，我们都不喜欢生活里面所面对的考验。
But Job tells us in the Bible that surely as sparks fly upwards, so is man born for trouble.
圣经呢告诉我们，就如约伯所说的，在我们生命中呢，我们一定会遇到一些艰难，就像生命中会遇到一些火花一般。
As a matter of fact, there is no such thing in this world, in this sin-sick world, as a trouble-free life.
因此呢，在我们的这个世界里头呢，我们不可能找到一个全然没有挑战跟困难的一个生命生活。
But we always chase it. We're always looking for this Hollywood-style life with plenty of money, lots of health, and lots of friends.
但是我们的生命中呢，我们常常都会去追逐这样的目标，啊，过着那一种好莱坞的那种梦想，那种生活安逸、物质享受的生活。
And when we don't get it, our countenance falls, our hearts get heavy, and we lose the joy of life.
但是当我们得不到的时候呢，我们的心就发沉，我们就失去了生活中的喜乐。
Well, the psalmist in Psalm 73, he tells us how to live in this world with all of its troubles and maintain a vital, joyful life.
诗篇七十三篇里，诗人就告诉我们要怎么样活在这个世界上，在这众多的苦难当中，如何过着一个喜乐的生活。
Have you ever used these words? It's not fair. Why does this happen to me? What have I done to deserve this?
你在生命中有没有说过这样的话？你觉得对你是不公平的？为什么偏偏选中我？我为什么偏偏要这么倒霉呢？
And if you ever looked at others who don't serve as much as you, they don't seem to love the Lord like you do, yet they seem to live a pleasant, comfortable life.
当你比较其他人的时候，你会发现他们可能不是那么爱主，并没有好好的服侍主，可是为什么他们的生活过得比我们好？
Have you ever felt like that?
你是否曾经有这样想过呢？
You know, the psalmist did. He looked at the world around him.He saw the wicked, and he saw that they seemed to live a trouble-free life.
你知道吗？诗人在这里告诉我们，当他观察他四周围的人的时候，他看到这一些令他心怀不平的事情，因为他看到这一些恶人却竟然呢活得非常的惬意。
And this really bothered him.
这影响了他。
And he said things like, "I almost slipped."
他说到我甚至差一点呢失脚。
Everything I did was in vain.
因为他开始怀疑自己所做的一切。
He was troubled.
空虚的，他觉得他是落在苦难当中。
He wanted to give up. He was confused. He was angry. Why did the wicked prosper?
他那时候他很生气他觉得沮丧，他要放弃，他不明白为什么恶人竟然亨通。
And what the psalmist does is he shows us here how there is one way to look at the world and life, and then there is God's way to look at the world and life.
在这里呢，诗人指出给我们看，世人看世界呢是一个方向，但是神呢自有他的看法。
So what we're going to do this afternoon is out of Psalm 73, we're going to look at two contrasting responses to life.
因此今天下午呢，我们要从诗篇第七十三篇里面来看出这两个对比的人生观。
We're going to look at a set of negative things that we're not to do.
我们要看到生命中有一些负面的东西，就是我们不应当拥有的。
And a set of positive things that we are to do.
我们也同时会探讨一些正面的、积极的，我们需要知道需要拥有的。
So we're going to do what the Apostle Paul tells us to do in Ephesians. We're going to put off, and then we're going to put on.
我们要做的呢，就像使徒保罗所说的，我们要放下自己，我们要披戴基督。
So that's why I've titled this psalm "Viewing Life as a Christian Should."
因此，今天下午我要跟大家思想的一个题目，就是从基督徒的角度来看待生命。
So look with me at Psalm 73, and let's look at the first six verses.
让我们看诗篇第七十三篇第一到第六节。
And the first point I want to make to you today is this: What we need to do to live life joyfully is to first of all reject earthly interpretations of your world.
今天我要跟你大家分享的第一点是，我们要怎么样过着有喜乐的生活呢？首先所做的就是我们要排除不接纳世界教导我们的世俗的观念。
Look at how the psalmist begins. Verse 1. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
我们来看看诗篇第一节，这里所讲的七十三篇第一节所讲，神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
So deep in his heart, the psalmist knows that God is good.
因此，在诗人内心深处呢，他知道上帝是好的、美好的。
Deep down, he knows that God is a good God and that God is on his side.
在他的内心深处呢，他知道上帝是好的，并且上帝是站在他那里。
But immediately, he reveals to us in verse 2 a wrong perspective of life that he had.
当他来第二节的时候，他立刻给我们指出来一种错误的观念。
He says there in verse 2, But for me, I know God is good. I know God is good. But for me, my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped.
第二节他这里说，我知道上帝是好的，但是至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。
For I was envious of the arrogant, and I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
他说：“因为我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。”
Now I want you to notice there in verse 2 that his feet came close to slipping. He almost slipped.
请注意第二节那里说到，他的脚几乎失散，险些滑跌。
He wanted to honor God. He wanted to please God, but he was suffering. And others who didn't want to honor God.We're living godless lives, but prospering.
他所要表达的就是他，一生的过着讨主喜悦的事情，但是他觉得他快跌倒，但是那一些没有过着圣洁生活的人反倒蒙羞。
I had a guy that worked for me. He came to the Lord. He was my apprentice many years ago. He walked for 5 years. He walked with me with the Lord.
我以前有一个。工作人员，他跟我一起工作了五年的时间。
And one day he came to church on a Sunday morning. He set up the chairs. He set up the church ready for worship. And as we're about to start, he came up to me and he said, "I want the world. I don't want the Lord."
有一天星期天崇拜的时候，他帮我们排好了椅子以后，他突然间来跟我说，他说我决定我要世界，我不要神。
He broke my heart and walked away.
上真的带给我很大的我为他感到伤心，他就这样子离开。
But when I look at his life, and he still works for me, everything goes well for him.
但是当我看他所过的生活的时候，他的生命里都一帆风顺。
And even he had a car that was worth about $1,000.
纵使他的车子值1000多元。
And when the hailstorms came the other year, remember when the hailstorms came and they broke everything? Well, they smashed up his car.
记得吗？以前当我们遇到那冰炮的时候，当下冰炮的时候，冰炮就把他的车给砸了。
And the insurance paid him out $15,000 for a $1,000 car.
后来呢，保险公司呢就赔偿他1000多块的车，赔了15,000块。
And at lunchtime one day at work, I said to him, Trent, why do the wicked prosper?When he told me the story.
当有一天他跟我这样讲的时候，我真的心在想，为什么恶人反而亨通呢？
And then I pointed him to verse 4.
然后我就指给他看73篇第四节。
Sorry, further down I pointed him where it said, I went into the sanctuary.
我就到聚会所去。
And they were, in verse 17, until I came into the sanctuary of God,Then I perceive their end.
第十七节说，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
I realized that my frustration with how well things were going with him was a wrong perspective on life.
我才领悟到，原来我对我的烦躁呢，对这世界的不平不满呢，其实是一种错误的思想。
Now, what are the things that we are to reject?What are the interpretations of our world that we are to reject? Because the psalmist tells us specifically here.
我们应当排除的、排斥的是哪一些是属于世俗的观念呢？
The first one is found in verse 4 and 5, and we are to reject being envious of the world's comforts.
第一点呢，就是从第四节跟第五 那里所说的，我们要排斥世界所给我们的所谓那种追求生活的舒适。
Look at verse 4. For there are no pains in their death, and their body is fat. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like mankind.
第四跟第五节，他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实，他们不像别人受苦，也不像别人遭灾。
You look at the world. They seem to live in comfort while the people of God suffer.
当你看世界的时候，这些恶人看起来似乎生活得很好，但是神的子民呢，却在那里受苦。
Have you ever wondered why the missionary contracts cancer and dies?
你没想过为什么，宣教士呢，也有患上癌症的事
？And the unfaithful live to a long, long life.
但是那些不信靠神的人，反而是得享长寿呢
？He says there they seem to die happy.
这里说他们死的时候看起来没有疼痛
No pains in their death
死的时候没有疼痛
They even seem to not have the same trouble as mankind
看起来他们的生命里头没有那么多的苦难
Let me ask you something Are you envious of that?
让我问你一个问题你是不是也是羡慕别人这样的生活呢
Let me ask you thisYou may not be consciously, openly envious of the comfort of others, but are you complaining in your heart?
或许你没有妒忌，但是你在心里头是不是有发怨言呢？
Do you think that your lack of good health or your sickness or your suffering is undeserved?
你是不是觉得可能你身体你所遇到的疾病？或者你所面对的一些困难，对你来说是不公平的。
Last year, I was diagnosed with cancer.
去年我被医生诊断出我患上了癌症。
And when the doctor gave me that diagnosis, my immediate thought was, "Oh, come on!"
当医生告诉我那诊断的后果的时候，我第一件事情就是怎么会这样？
I'm trying to serve you. I'm trying to serve you, Lord. What's with this cancer?
当时我心里就说：“上帝啊，我这尝试要服侍你，为什么你让我患上癌症
？”And I had to realize after reading again this psalm that I am already with cancer, getting much more than I deserve.
当我读了诗篇第七十三篇之后，我才明白了领悟了我所得的呢，其实。比癌症的更多。
I had to remember that I wasn't called to a life of comfort and ease.
我被提醒，就是上帝呼召我，并不是过着一个一劳永逸的生活。
But I was called to be a worshipper of God.
但是上帝呼召我呢，是要成为一个敬拜他的人。
In sickness,
纵使是在我的
in health,
在我的健康衰弱的当中。
In prosperity and in poor,
不论是处丰富或者贫贱，我都应当赞美主。
And I had to say to God, while I am not comfortable, I am confident that you know all things and you are in charge of all things.
那时候我就告诉神，虽然我身体感到不舒适，但是我有信心，上帝他知道一切，他掌管一切。
So have you ever been with the psalmist, envious of the comforts that the wicked seem to enjoy?
你是否曾经像诗人这里所说的，你曾经羡慕别人生活里的舒适
？There's a second one here. He tells us, look at verse 6. Therefore, pride is their necklace; the garment of violence covers them. Verse 7. Their eyes bulge from fatness; the imaginations of their heart run riot. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They speak from on high. They've set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue parades through the earth.
这里从第六节到第九节，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话。他们说话自高，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地。
So not only are we to reject the envy of the world's comforts, we are to reject envy of the world's freedoms.
不但我们要抵挡这世界给我们错误的那种舒适的观念，我们还要抵挡这个世俗的引诱。
You read these verses, you see these people are free to do and to say anything.
我们读这些经文的时候，你看到这些人，他们都自由的，他们做他们随心所欲，想做什么就做什么。
Verse 7 says, their eyes bulge from fatness, their imaginations of their heart run riot. They can do whatever they want, when they want, how they want, with no consequences.
第七节说，他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想，他们可以随心所欲做自己想做什么的东西，而不必想到思想到的后果。
And nothing seems to stop them.
看起来呢，没有东西可以制止他们。
They even mock God and seem to get away with it.
他们甚至呢亵渎上帝，看起来他们并没有遭报。
Have you ever looked at their wild lifestyles and just been envious of it?
你是不是曾经看过他们那样的狂妄的生活，而羡慕他们呢？
I remember when I was a brand new Christian and the Lord was starting to convict me of a sinful lifestyle.
我记得当我刚刚成为基督徒的时候，上帝开始的责备我，让我看到我自己所过的罪恶的生活。
And I remember one day crying out to God saying, God, leave me alone to do what I want.
我记得有一天我甚至向神发牢骚，上帝啊，你就任凭我去做我所要做的事。
But he refused to leave me alone.
但是上帝没有听我的祷告。
He kept pounding me until I got over that.
上帝一直的谴责我，一直到我能够胜过罪恶。
But the whole world we live in believes that freedom is being able to do what you want when you want with impunity.
但是世界给我们的观念呢，就是追求这样的自由，就是我们可以随心所欲做自己想做的事。
And yet sometimes.We have been saved, we have been redeemed, are envious of that. We want that freedom.
很多时候我们也落在那样的情况当中，我们会追求这从世界来的自由。
That's part of the battle. Young people experience that. That's the battle in you that wants the flesh, wants the world.
这是特别是年轻人所会经历的在肉体的心灵方面的战役。
Have you ever found yourself doubting?That whole selflessness that is the Christian life.
你曾经思想过基督徒那种无私的生命吗？
Do you find yourself wishing, young people, that you don't have the restraints of your parents or even your conscience?
年轻人，你是否曾经这样妄想、妄求，而没有父母的约束呢？
That's envying.The freedoms of the world.
这就是羡慕世界给我们的自由。
There's another way we envy the wicked.
还有一个方法就是我们去羡慕那一些恶人。
Verse 10 to 12 tells us that the psalmist was also envying their goods. We need to not only reject envy of the sinner's comforts and reject envy of the sinner's freedoms, but reject being envious of the sinner's goods.
在这里。第十节那里提醒我们，我们不但要抵挡世界给我们的舒适自由，我们也要抵挡世界给我们的财物。
Look at verse 10. Therefore his people return to this place, and waters of abundance are drunk by them. They say, How does God know? And is there knowledge with the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, and always at ease they have increased.In wealth.
第十到第十二节，所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。他们说：“神怎么能晓得至高者岂有知识呢？”看呐，这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝更加增。
Have you ever wished, even in business, that you could break the rules a little bit because everybody's doing it?
在你的，如果你是生意人的话，你是不是跟其他人一样，在你的做生意的当中呢，你常常不守正规呢，像其他人一样。
Cheat a little bit on your tax，
可能你就逃税。
And you see how the world gives their all of their life, and then they have the jet skis and the motorcycles and all the toys that you would like。
你看到世界的人呢，他们可以倾注他们一生的精力呢，去追求得到他们所要的物质的享受。
This is the most dangerous one.
这是最危险的一点。
The church in this country is the most materialistic church the world has ever known.
你知道吗？我们在澳洲的教会呢， 是最追求物质享受的教会。
We have more, we live better, we have much more disposable income than any generation of Christian before us.
我们过的生活非常舒适，我们所赚的钱呢，也是我们消费的能力非常高。
And when we look at the world and we see them gaining, we have fallen into the trap of pursuing material things as well.
当我们跟世界其他各地比较的时候，我们不能不说我们已经掉入的那个物质生活追求的网络里。
And when the Lord takes you and sets you aside, brings you to the ministry, the temptation to be envious is great.
上帝呢，把你分别为圣，让你参与事工服侍他的时候，这样的一个引诱，让我们给世界来的这物质的引诱是很大。
Isn't the psalmist very honest?
这里诗人非常的坦诚。
Look at the verse. He talks about them. They're always at ease. They increase in wealth.
在这里他说的二人呢，他们常享安逸，财宝常常加增。
Verse 13, he's honest. He says.Surely in vain I've kept my heart pure.
十三节他说我实在徒然洁净了我的心。
He's saying my goodness has been useless.
他说我行善却是没有用。
I've got no gain from it.
对我自己没有任何的好处。
I've worked for the Lord and I have nothing to show for it.
我为神工作了这么多，我却得到的是什么？
And the psalmist knows that this is dangerous thinking.
世人知道这是非常危险的思想。
He says there in verse 15, If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have betrayed the generation of your children.
因此十五节，他说他提出一个忠告，我就说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。
He's saying, if I had have just said what I was feeling to everybody, people would have been stumbled.
这里说，如果我只是照着我的感受，我来发泄我的情绪的话呢，这会造成别人的跌倒。
But you need to understand that the psalmist was truly troubled by these things.
你必须要明白在这里，因为诗人呢，他真的被这些事情所困扰。
He was suffering. He was striving for the Lord.
因为他为主努力，但是他却受苦。
And the wicked, ungodly people were living at comfort.And in ease with entertainment, with material goods, and he was jealous.
然而呢，在同时呢，他看到那些恶人不信神、不依靠神的人，竟然过得生活非常的舒适，因此他心怀不平。
And so he's troubled by this.
因此他看到这样的一个现象，造成他的困扰。
He's burdened by this.
那这事情呢，使他成为他心里面的一个捆绑。
Verse 17, until.
一直到第十七节，他进了神的圣所。
Until he says, verse 17, I came into the sanctuary of God.
一直等到他进了神的圣所。
Until he came to worship.
一直到他来到神的圣所，真正的敬拜他。
And when we come to worship, when we come to evaluate.And embrace what is truly valuable.
当我们，除非我们真正的来敬拜上帝，我们真正的来思想、分析、思考一下，我们所为神所做的一切。
You just sang it before. You sang the song before. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
就如刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌，当仰望，转眼看你的主。
Look full in His wonderful face.
瞻仰。全然的瞻仰他的容面。
And the things on earth will go strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
当我们这么做的时候，就在神的圣光荣耀中的时候，世界就会变得渺小虚无。
Did you mean it?
当我们这样唱的时候，我们是否诚心的唱
？Was that your heart?
是我们真正心里面的思想吗
？That's what happened to the psalmist.
这就是发生在这世人身上的事。
The things on earth were big in his eyes. The things on earth were overwhelming him.
世界的东西在他的眼中是看为大的，这些世界的东西冲击着他的思想。
And he came to worship, and he came face to face with the only truly valuable thing in life, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是当他进到神的圣所，真正的敬拜神的时候，面对面面见那唯一有永恒价值的神的时候。
What an amazing turn in his thinking.
这就成了他思想上的一个转捩点。
He understands that he has to put off what he thought before and now begin to embrace new thinking.
他知道他必须把他原先先为主的那观念必须把它放弃。
You know, this is not new. You get to the New Testament, we have the same thing here. When you go to James chapter 5,
你知道吗？我们就听的这不是一些啊什么啊新颖的事。当我们在新约里头，比如说在雅各书第五章
，And I love James. James is very honest too.
我非常喜欢雅各书，因为雅各是一个非常诚实的人。
He says there, verse 1, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries which are coming upon you."Your riches have rotted and your garments have become moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver have rusted. Their rust will be a witness against you and will consume your flesh like fire. It is the last days that you have stored up your treasure.
雅各书第五章第一到第四节，你们这些富足人啊，应当哭泣啊，号召，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫子咬了，你们的金银都长了锈。那秀要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世只是记账钱财。
Behold, the pay of the laborers who mowed your fields, which have been withheld by you, cries out against you, and the outcry of those who did the harvesting have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. You have lived luxuriously on the earth, led a life of wanton pleasure. You have fattened your hearts as a day of slaughter. You have condemned and put to death the righteous man. He does not resist you.
第四到第六节说，工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱。这工钱有声音呼叫，并且那收割之人的烟声已经入了万军之主的耳。你们在世上享美福，好泡宴乐，当宰杀的日子，竟骄养你们的心。你们定了义人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡。
Verse 7, Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it, until he gets the early and the late rains. You too, be patient, strengthen your heart, for the coming of the Lord is near.
第七跟第八节，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐，等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心。因为主来的日子近了。
So what we have, the psalmist, overwhelmed by the world, overwhelmed by a wrong perspective, by a wrong way of looking.
在这里看到诗人的当时候呢，被这世界的这一些财富，这世界的这些错误的思想呢，所影响。
And look what he says, verse 17, until I come into the sanctuary, until I come to worship, then look at that next phrase.
一直到第十七节的，他说：“等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。”
He says, "Then I saw, I perceived their end."
然后他说：“我就看到了这一些恶人的结局是怎么样。”
He saw their prosperity, he saw their comfort, he saw their trouble-free life.
他看到他们的。
And then he saw their end.
他看到了这一些恶人他们在世上过得如何的繁荣。他们他享福，但他最后呢，他也看到他们的结局是如何。
Now he has, instead of an earthly perspective, he's looking at heavenly realities.
一直到这里呢，他以其用世界的观点去看世界，他开始拥有了从属天而来的观念。
And he tells us today to embrace the reality that the wicked will be destroyed.
今天他告诉我们，我们必须要接受这样的事实，就是恶人的结局就是他们会被灭尽。
Verse 18, Surely you have set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed in a moment. They are utterly swept away by sudden terrors.
第十八跟第十九节，你实在把他们按在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。他们转眼之间成了何等荒凉，他们被惊恐 灭尽。
And he sees these people living in comfort and ease and godlessness.
看到这些人，他们生活非常的舒适，他们过着没有不属神的生活。
And he sees them in great danger.
现在他看到他们其实是过着非常危险的生活。
When you're young, you think that life will last forever.
当你年轻的时候，你认为呢生命是很长久的。
But let me tell you, it's a vapor.
告诉你，这个是就好像水蒸气一样。
It was just yesterday I was young.
昨天我才觉得我很年轻。
Now my daughter's getting married.
现在呢，我的女儿要结婚了。
I could be a grandfather in a year.
再过一两年了，我可能都要成为祖父。
Life goes quick.
生命信念转瞬之间就过去。
And these folks that the psalmist was looking at.We're in a very dangerous place.
因此，这些恶人呢，在世人眼中看起来，他们其实是处在那很危险的地方。
And the only reason why they drew breath,
他们生活的唯一目的
was the grace of God.
他们还能够生存的原因呢，是因为上帝的恩典的缘故。
God holds our life in His hands.
因为上帝呢。掌管我们的生命。
He can take our breath away like that.
他能够在一瞬之间就把我们的生命气息给取去。
And do you know why you just took that breath that you just took?
你知道你现在为什么还能呼吸吗
？And that one?
再呼吸一次。
Because God let you.
因为上帝允许你。
And that's the only reason.
这是唯一的原因。
And for the unbeliever.God is not only sovereign, He is angry.
对不相信的人呢，上帝呢不但是掌管主权的，他也是一个有公义、有愤怒的上帝。
The scriptures say that God is terribly provoked against sin.
圣经告诉我们，上帝非常的憎恶罪恶。
He holds you. Jonathan Edwards, a great preacher of old, made this statement.
我们知道有一个伟大的传道人 Jonathan Edwards 曾经说过这样。
He says the bow of God's anger is bent, and the arrow is ready on the string.
说上帝呢，愤怒的那个弓呢，已经拉了，箭已经放在了弓上。
He draws a picture that God standing in front of these wicked people that the psalmist saw.
他说讲的呢，就是像。诗人所说的上帝呢，就站在这些恶人的面前。
And he's got the bow drawn and the arrow back, and it's aiming straight for their heart.
上帝在那里呢，把他的弓给张了，他的箭呢，已经在那弓上已经拉把，准备要射中那恶人的心。
And all God has to do is let it go.
只要上帝一松手，箭就射出去。
And the unbeliever will be immediately in hell.
那所有的恶人呢？就会马上的灭绝，马上的到地狱去。
Are you still envious of the unbeliever?
因此，你还要不要羡慕那些恶人呢？
There's another thing. Look at verse 20.
请看第二十节。
Not only will the wicked be destroyed,
不但呢，恶人会被灭尽，
but the dream of the wicked will turn into a nightmare.
还有恶人他的梦呢，会变成。一个梦魇。
Verse 20, like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, when aroused, you will despise their form. When my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, and I was senseless and ignorant, I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you, have taken hold of my right hand.
第二十到二十三节，人睡醒了，怎么看梦？主啊，你醒了，也必照样轻看他们的影像。然而我心里发酸。肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类般。然而我常与你同在，你缠着我的右手。
The life of the wicked seems to be real. The life of the wicked seems to be real.
恶人的生命呢？生活看起来似乎是对的。
But it's only a dream.
但是呢，它就是如梦魇一般。
It's an illusion.
它是一种的幻觉。
A trick.
这是一种的计谋。
Young people, listen to me on this one.
年轻人，请听我肺腑之言。
The world's attractive, yes.
是世界对你很有引诱力。
You do understand. I understand the world is attractive.
我明白世界呢对你而言是很有吸引力的。
It seems like a lot of fun.
看起来是充满了有很有挑战的。有好很多好玩的东西。
Your friends at school, they laugh about what they did on the weekend.
在学校里的朋友呢，他们就笑你，你在周末你做的是事情。
They had a good time.
他们在那里宴乐。
But it's a dream.
但是你知道吗？这些都是一个梦。
It's a trick.
这个不过是一个伎俩。
All there is out there is pain.
因为这。外面这一切呢，他们的实质上其实是痛苦。
And one day, they will wake up too late and realize that that dream is a nightmare.
有一天，他们可能会梦醒的时候，梦醒时刻的时候，可能他们已经为时已经太晚了。
I have seen people, young people, go into the world.
我看到年轻人，他们到社会里去工作。
Break their parents' hearts.
他们给父母带来很大的创伤
，and destroy themselves，
他们毁掉了自己的生命
，and for the rest of their life live with the grief，
在他们一生中呢，都是在懊悔、遗憾当中生活。
When your parents restrict you, they're not holding you back from fun; they're protecting you。
你要明白，年轻人，当你的父母劝导你的时候，他们不是要挟制你，他们是爱你，要帮助你。
You see。Satan hates you.
你知道吗？魔鬼撒旦非常憎恶，不喜欢你。
The world hates you.
你知道吗？世界不喜欢你。
And they want to destroy you.
因为他们要毁掉你的生命。
And you think that you're strong enough to resist.
常常你会觉得你觉得自己很行，自己能够抵抗这一切，抵御这一切。
Until like the prodigal son, you find yourself in a pig pen.
但是你知道吗？你很可能会像那个浪子一样，掉到沦落到一个地步，要去养猪。
And sometimes, young people, the stink never leaves you.
你知道吗，年轻人？有些时候，当你落在那样的一个光景的时候，那一种的苦难，都带给你的一辈子都挥之不去。
God will not be mocked.
上帝是轻慢不得。
Their dream of ease and comfort will be a nightmare.
世人所梦想的那一种享受的梦呢，会成为一个梦魇，可怕的梦。
But look at verse 23.
我们看第23节。
He says, "Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand."With your counsel, you will guide me, and afterwards receive me to glory.
23跟24节，诗人怎么说？然而，我常与你同在，你缠着我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。
This is how God sees it.
这是上帝的观念。
God will always be there.
上帝常常在那里等待我。
He'll never forsake you.
他不会离弃我们。
And you may be tempted to forsake him.
可能我们反而是我们想要离弃上帝。
You may even forsake him for a time.
可能有一段时间你甚至抛弃了上帝。
But he will always draw you back.
但是上帝呢，常常会把你引导回来。
And sometimes that involves discipline.
是，这当中有些时候会让我们感到失望。
God is always with us, even when we are faced with the difficulties of life.
你知道吗？纵使我们在生命中，我们遇到生活里面的苦难的时候，上帝还是在那里，仍然与我们同在。
10 years ago, my sister-in-law was killed in a car accident.
十年前，sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah. 我的是。
My wife's sister.
我太太的姐妹，不知道大概是谁。
She was 18 years old.
她十八岁。
2 years after that, my younger brother hung himself.
两年后，我的年轻人弟弟自己上吊自杀。
We found him in the garage.
当我们发觉的时候，他的尸体就在我们的车库车房里。
a great trial for the family.
对我们的家庭而言，是一个很大的考验。
Great pain.
非常大的伤害。
And regret.
非常大的遗憾。
Guilt.
非常大的内疚。
Yet I saw the parents.
我看到他们的父母。
Cry out with the psalmist. Why does everybody else children? Why are they all okay?
他们就像诗人一样的向上帝来呼喊、呐喊，说：为什么其他人都会恨痛，而我们却要遭报应？
Why do we lose two?
为什么我们会失去两个孩子？
And then they remembered that God is always there.
然后他们明白，上帝一直都与他们同在，从来没有离开他们。
And I saw them in a difficult time draw on God.
我看到他们在苦难当中的时候，他们怎么样的去倚靠上帝。
And this tells we go back to look at verse 25.
来到第二十五节。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕。
You want to get through life?
你希望你活得好吗？
You want to get through life with the troubles that are going to come?
你希望在生命中遇到困难，怎么样克服困难吗？
Some of you here will lose family members.
可能我们这里有一些人会失去我们的家人。
Some of you parents will be heartbroken when your children go into the world.
可能我们的有一些家长，当我们孩子到社会去工作的时候，我们会失去他们。
Some are going to experience sickness.
我们当中一些会经历到疾病的痛苦。
Some are going to experience anguish inside and depression and discouragement.
可能我们有一些会经历到一些沮丧，心里面丧志。
The only way to make it through life.
在生命中唯一能够度过难关的方法。
Is to make God the supreme object of our affections.
就是把上帝在我安置他，在我们生命中把他看为至宝，看为最重要。
And I desire, besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
就像诗人就说，除你以外，我在地上没有所眷恋爱慕。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
What would you not give up for God?
什么东西你不能够为神的缘故而放弃呢？
What do you hold in your heart more precious than Christ?
在你的生命中，在你的心中，有什么东西你抓得比上帝更紧？
What is your God?
在你的生命中，谁才是你真正的神？谁是你的主宰？
When you make God the supreme object of your affections,
当你把神当作是你情感上最大的寄托跟目标的时候，
He will give you a joy that can never be taken away.
他就会给你从那天上来的喜乐，永远都挪不开、拿不走的喜乐。
And the world when they suffer,
可是当在世上世人当他们遇到苦难的时候，
And they will,
他们会遇到苦难，
will come to you and say, How?
到时候他们就会来找你，说你是怎么样得到那一种的喜乐。
Then your life is a testimony of Jesus Christ.
然后你的生命呢，就会成为耶稣基督的一个见证。
One more thing to remember.
还有一样东西你要记得。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good.I have made the Lord God my refuge that I may tell of all your works.
第二十六到二十八节，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。但我亲近神，是与我有益。我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
You know what he's saying there?
你知道这里所讲的是什么？
He's saying God is sovereign.
他说上帝是那掌完全掌主权的上帝。
And even in the suffering, He allows you to go through.
因纵使我们落在苦难当中呢，也是上帝命定允许的。
He only has your good in mind.
因为他允许我们经过这一切，是为了造就我们。
God will never allow you something to your hurt.
上帝不会让我们遇到这些来损害我们。
And He has promised you. You know the passage in 1 Corinthians.
他已经给你他的应许。在哥林多前书那里
I think it's chapter 11 he says there's no temptation that has overcome you other than that which is common to man
第十一章哥林多前书十一章那里说我们所受的试探呢上帝故意给我们接受 过于我们能够受的试探说他所给我们面对的试探都是我们能够承受的
and then he promises with every temptation he gives you a way to endure
因为他应许我们，当我们遇到试探的时候，他总必给我们开一条出路。
God is sovereign.
上帝是
God loves you.
他是掌权，他爱我们。
He sent His Son to die for you.
甚至差遣他的独生子为我们的罪而死。
Do you think He'll let you perish?
你想他会让你灭亡吗？
Do you think He'd have His Son die for you and then bring things that aren't good for you into your life.
你想他会，他既然差遣他的独生子为我们的事，他会让我们在生命中遭遇这些不好的东西，让这些东西毁灭我们。
You can trust him.
我们可以信靠主。
If your perspective is right.
如果你的观念是正确的话，你就能够信靠神。
Look at the last verse there, the last sentence there. He says, "But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge." That I may tell of all your works.
请听最后一节。当我亲近神，是与我有益。我以主耶和华为我的避难处。他的目的就是好叫我述说你一切的作为。
You know how I can tell that you have a right perspective on life?
你知道我怎么知道你的生命中你是不是有一个正确的观念呢？
When you come and tell me what Jesus is doing.
当你来跟我分享上帝在耶稣在你生命中做了些什么。
What is teaching you?
耶稣在你生命中教导了你什么？
What you're learning in life?
你在生命中，你从主那里学习到了什么？
Let me just close with reading you a scripture.
在这里，我要一节经文作为我的正道的结束。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap.For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good. For in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They do it then to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim, I box in such a way as not beating the air.
First or second.
I didn't write the reference down, I'm sorry. It was one of my memory verses. Yep. I forget the reference.
Let me check with Joseph. Is that in 1 Timothy?
It's 1 Timothy. Galatians? Thank you.
Galatians chapter?
6. Yes.
加拉太书第六章第七节不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善，不可擅自。若不灰心，到的时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人，更当这样。
The important thing we understand there is What we sow will reap.
这里所要指出的一点就是，我们种什么，我们就收什么。
So don't be envious of the world.
因此，不要去羡慕世界。
Don't envy their comfort.
不要去羡慕世人生活的舒适。
Or their entertainment.
还是他们的宴乐。
Or the fun they seem to have.
或者他们在生命中他们所有的享受享乐。
Don't envy their material goods that they give their life for.
不要去羡慕他们请一生之力去追求的那些物质的生活物质的东西。
Understand where you are in Christ.
要明白在基督里我们的定位在什么地方。
And that their end is a terrible end.
因为他们的结局是可怕的。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we confess that we have often viewed our lives through the same perspective as the psalmist.
主，我们在这里，我们会罪，因为很多时候，我们就像诗人所说的，我们用世俗的观念来看待我们的生命。
We have pursued the things of the world, made this world our home.
我们追求世界上的东西，我们以世界上的东西为念，为我们的家。
And Lord, we confess that we have desired to even at the expense of our ministries.
主啊，我们真的悔罪，很多时候我们甚至为了追求物质的舒适，放弃了服侍神的机会。
We have desired the comforts and the ease enjoyed by unbelievers.
很多时候我们就像不信者他们一样，追求这些生活的舒适。
We have observed their fatness.
主，我们看到他们的他们说
We've seen the ease with which they walk through life.
我们看到他们在生命中所遇到的那一种的舒适。
We've seen them not being brought account for their sin.
我们看到他们似乎不必他们行恶却没有遭报。
And we have been envious.
主，我们很多时候我们妒忌，我们羡慕。
But Lord, like the psalmist, we see the stark and terrifying contrast.
主就像诗人帮助我们看到的，我们看到他们的结局是何等的可怕。
Their end is terrifyingly, unbearably terrible.
我们看到他们的结局是何等的可怕，他们因为他们都念经了。
O Lord, help us to reject earthly interpretations of our world.
主啊，帮助我们抵抗，不接受这世界给我们的观念。
And give us strength to rise up as if we're on eagle's wings.
主啊，给我们有那能够展翅像鹰上腾的那种的能力。
And fly in our ministries and service in the kingdom.
好，让我们在我们的事工中，我们能够展翅上腾，能够为神明多做工作。
Make us saints fit for heaven.
主啊，让我们是做的是配的，你给我们的赏赐。
Make us faithful, enthusiastic, energetic, hopeful, joyful.
让我们在你的事工上，我们持着信心、喜乐的心，我们尽心的来服侍。
And bless this wonderful local church.
愿你也借这个机会，这个时间来祝福这个堂会。
Lord, I trust that everybody here understands that they have been sovereignly placed by God in this place.
主，我相信在这里每一个人都清楚明白，上是你的上帝你的主权中，你允许我们来到这个教会。
Preserve our young folks from embracing a dream that will become a nightmare.
我祈求你保守我们当中年轻人的心怀意念，免得他们被世俗所引诱。
And fill our hearts with hopes and a vision of your glorious return.
愿你以你再来的荣耀的应许。安置在我们每一个人的心中。
And in the meantime, Lord, may you receive much glory from the transformed lives of these dear folks.
同时，我们也恳求你，借着这一些弟兄姐妹他们所改变的生命，能够荣耀你的圣名。
Lord, I pray that you would bind our two churches together.
主，我们恳求你，让我这个堂会跟我们的堂会能够在灵里一起的彼此的激励。
That we may take the truth of your gospel to this city and turn it upside down.
好，让我们能够把你的福音带到这个城市，使这城市能够改变过来。
That we will see a turning back to your word.
好让世界能够看到我们怎么样回转到你的话语。
They will be characterized by love for one another.
让我们以爱以平等来彼此相待。
And that Jesus Christ will be the supreme object of all of our affections.
耶稣基督能够成为我们每一个人我们所寄托我们所仰望的对象。
And we pray this in His precious name.
如此祷告是奉他耶稣宝贵的圣名祈求。
And everybody said,
Amen. 每一个人都要祈求。